A lovely welcome to the podcast series, The Real Change. Transformation has never been easier for power women who want it all and love, life, and success. So thank you very much for following up till now. And today we would like to continue with our analysis where we just started last time. And of course, we try to keep our episodes short. So that's the reason why we not have, 25 minutes plus per episode. Now a little bit shorter, about 15 minutes is the target to get and to have. If you have any further questions you want us to answer, please shoot a message. Of course, we're gonna have a separate look about it, and maybe a new podcast series also comes out of this. So up till then, stay excited what is coming in this episode, and we just now continue with our analysis of the transformation, the big change in your life. So thank you very much for listening, and let's get started. Hi, my name is Michelle from Switzerland, and in this podcast series, you will learn how I did my transformation, my real change in love, life, and success. And especially on top of this, how you can do that as well without wasting any more money and any further time. So we talk about what you need to know, what you need to have with the right tools, methods, and with the right training. You can do that as well. So are you ready? Then let's get started. Very much being back again, and yes, last time we really had a look into how to pick, in fact, the right first topic to start to work on your transformation. And yes, we had a couple of questions for you to answer and to be very honest how to do that. And yes, in fact, the quantity was in fact really the quality. So I hope you had great fun also with the worksheet on our webpage. And of course, if you have any question, please do not hesitate and get in contact with us. We are more than happy to help. And yes, that you can really do your transformation. All right. So when you have all done this, which is super great, we want you, of course, to do the next big step behind it. And therefore, we would like to invite you for the next exercise. And the next exercise, in fact, is really cool and super great, because there we want you to get, the one which you picked really about, where you said, this is the thing I always wanted to have. And this person I would like really to work on, because I would like really to change this for me, that you pick up now your phone. And you can do this via Signal, WhatsApp, or maybe you have a walkie-talkie like I have, it's the Voxer, that you get in contact with me. And I want you to do one single thing. I want you really that you tell me a story where this person you identified as, the one which is really bothering you up till now the most. That this situation, which you underlined and really said, this is the one which I would like to start with, to do really my transformation with, to get this away out of my life. That you pick up the phone, Signal, WhatsApp, Voxer, but you have to do it, literally, as you have to talk to me. This is important for this exercise. And that you pick up your phone and that you tell me very precisely what is the situation about. And I want you not that you'd give me a filtered version of the situation. This is not what I'm looking for. I want you that you really tell by heart everything what was bothering you, everything what you're not okay with, and everything what makes you really up till now freaking you out about the situation. And I want to hear emotions. I want to, feel the emotions. I want to be in the position to clearly understand what really bothers you so much up till now, of the behavior of this person, of whatever this person has done, and I would like to know this by heart. So don't just pick up the phone and tell me, oh, it was, you know, my ex-husband and he was, you know, getting divorced and then he told me, you know. This is not what I was looking for. I was asking clearly that you then tell me, you pick up the phone, you have a list next to you where you wrote down points, you know, bullet points, where you said, this is what he has done wrong. This is what not was okay. This is how, you know, I felt like and why the fuck I was freaking out. In details. So, you know, I have no idea about your situation. I'm just offering you that you can tell me really the insight, unfiltered, what is up till now regarding this topic, situation going on in your head, that you really tell this for the first time someone else. All right? And that's the reason why we offer here a podcast series, because this gets really underestimated, all right? I want you that you take this exercise really crucial. So when you, for example, identified your ex-husband or maybe your ex-boss or maybe the current boss you have, I want you to write down just bullet points what you would like to tell me, everything by heart, why this is, for example, a dickhead or an asshole or whatever this person has done to you, in very details, really unfiltered and really among us. It's really a unique offer, so really use it. So why do we do this exercise, all right? And this is, I think, also important to mention at this spot and at this point, you know, because it's not going to be a very long episode, but I'm sure it's a very important one. And why, for example, not someone else can do that, you know? I hear very often, you know, when I have problems, I go to my friends, then I talk with them, and then my problems are gone. I also have friends, and I know what this person is trying to tell me, but this is not the thing, it's not the same thing, you know? So when you, you know, tell your best friend about it, you say, you know, my husband, for example, he got sidetracked, he has a new girlfriend, and now we get a divorce, and, you know, my kids like him more than me, and I feel so lonely, and these are things, you know, then what is your friend usually doing? And now be honest to yourself, and I'm sure you witnessed this many often times. So I can tell you what happens to me when I meet my friends, right? And I have good friends. We are five girls. We meet on a regular basis. We have, you know, together vacation. We go shopping and all these things. It's all super great and we just enjoy it. But when I have seriously troubles and problems and also like topics I would like to work on from a coaching point of view, so that this is really disappearing out of my life, I do not go to my best friends and I will not talk to them, because when I do so, and really please double check for yourself if you have witnessed this already as well. So you come to your best friend and say, no, I just make up a name because, you know, we are some girls, let's take Kati, you know, I say, Kati, oh, there's something happening, I need to talk to you. And then you start talking and you tell everything and blah, blah. And, you know, you start to get really into this kind of, you know, talking mode, you know, with this unstoppable, and you talk and you talk and you talk, you know. And this is all great and fine, but what is happening after a couple of minutes? And I'm sure you know that. You get unwanted, in fact, by your friend interrupted. And she, in fact, then starts talking about her own experiences or what she thinks. Or do you get, you know, an intention about whether she agrees or not agrees to my story and if this is okay and correct and so on. So the thing is that my thought flow, you know, my flow of the thoughts, let's put it like this, is cut, slow down and interrupted. And most of the time I do not even get to this level, to this part that I'm allowed, you know, to talk to anyone or to tell anyone my entire story about it. So I'm not allowed to talk about, let's put it like this, 3 hours nonstop about my topic that I have nothing more to say about this topic. And prove for yourself. I'm very sure you know exactly what I'm talking about. And, you know, I love my friends. That's not the point, you know. And they mean it really by heart. They want to be there for you. They want to help and support you. And, you know, all super sure, so super agreed. And yes, tick in the box. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But for this exercise, this is not what we're looking for. All right? We look for the option. And so really think about it also for yourself. Identify the person which is really up till now, really get on your nerves, really hurting you. Really, when you think back about it, you just could slam this person right in his or her face. And then I want you to pick up the phone and to the Signal or WhatsApp or Voxer, you know, this is this walkie-talkie app, super great by the way, and you talk and tell me everything about this situation, this person, what spins in your head. And you do it so precisely that nothing else is coming out more anymore from your mouth. So that really you can empty your head of this situation, of this person. And important here is that you share this with someone else. So I can offer you, so when you listen to my podcast, I really can offer you, take this exercise serious and really try this once. So have a look at the list. What is the most important one? Was it bothering you at the moment? And then really try this exercise and tell me everything. The deep emotions which are bothering you up till now. The entire precise situation of this thing what has happened, which up till now, which does not sleep you or let you sleep at night. And I can offer you that I listen to you and I'm here for you. And you will get right away a little answer that you see that I've heard it completely. So that you know that I am a witness, in fact, of your situation. Okay? So it's a very important exercise. So get the things, in fact, out of your head and share it with someone else. All right. So today a rather short episode. So I hope you liked it and I wish you great fun, of course, with the exercise. I really recommend it. Try to do it yourself. It's really a great exercise and you will really learn a lot about it. If you want to, you know, you do it and after a while you make a little pause. And then if you want to, of course, you can, you know, send me a second message where you let me know, in fact, how you felt doing this exercise, how you felt, you know, really talking with me about it, you know, that you shared the inside of yourself with someone else and how, in fact, you felt as I gave you the signal that I heard you. Okay. So, thank you very much also for this episode. And I really enjoyed this one, I have to say. It's very an important one and it's one really of the nicest ones, in fact, you know, because the analysis is so important to do. And really, this is, you know, it's the basis, in fact, for everything else, what is now coming. So thank you very much for listening. If there are anything else in between or you have additional topics, please shoot them. Just go on my website, just shoot me a little message. And of course, we try to also to make an episode out of this one. So when you have interesting questions you would like to cover, I'm looking forward to getting in contact with you. So thank you very much for following. And of course, up to the next one.